The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, I am. Not a really pleasant day outside today, but so far the weather is holding back and it hasn't rained any. And that's a good thing, simply because of the fact that we have our staff, two of our staff, out at the Mosaic for an outdoor event right there in Merrifield. Many of you have been out there. It's really a great place to go. And they're introducing a lot of what we do to the community. Dr. Stephanie Pina, who you've heard many times on this program and who sits in for me periodically, is there. And she's going to be talking about acupuncture and introducing the community to traditional Chinese medicine. But remember, she's a doctor of naturopathic medicine and understands all kinds of pieces of the puzzle far beyond what most physicians on any level do. And Dareth Painter, who is the principal of Thermography Centers of Fairfax, and she's there introducing the community to thermographic imaging, and I think she has a camera with her, so you can see what that looks like and what pictures look like and why that piece of the puzzle is so very important diagnostically, and that we use it. We depend a lot upon that type of presentation. So if you're out and about, go by and say hello to them. They will be on the program in the second half, when we come back after the break in the second half of the program, and we'll be talking to them about some of the things that they're doing. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about a couple other things that I think you need to know a lot about, and one concept that we forget about. And what's that? And I'm talking about brain injury, but brain injury from the fact that the brain can be injured significantly, not just by butting your head against the wall or a car accident. It can be injured simply because you're sitting on the sofa and you're watching television and you go to sleep and your head just ricochets down in front of you. You know, that crazy feeling that we all experience sometimes, you know, instead of getting up and going to bed and, you know, just getting a good night's sleep, we sit there, and because we think we're watching a program, or, you know, it's too early to go to bed, or, you know, I'm just going to sit here for a little longer, or whatever it is. And all of a sudden you're sound asleep and your head careens downward. You know, your chin bounces off your chest. You can hurt your brain that way. But this brain that we've talked about so many times, this nervous center, this computer that runs everything through the coaxial cable called your spinal cord, is made up of these movements of joint spaces. Now, what I mean is that your brain's got, or is encased in, a protective mechanism of 22 bones. And the joint spaces are little interdigitations that as you breathe in and as you breathe out, they open and they close. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today. We're going to talk about the future of neurology, relative to treatment and the integration and prevention of a lot of different things. We're going to jump on that and really let you know the why and the how behind that. We don't give enough credence, in my opinion, to the little slings and arrows that take place that allow the brain not to work the way it's supposed to. And we're going to talk a little bit about your temporomandibular joint dysfunction and how that affects cranial function and ultimately the signaling that your brain has to do that doesn't do so. And then a concept, if we have the opportunity, called cranial sacral work, and how we can get those skull bones to begin to work gently and normally and in a confluence that allows us everything to, you know, to come together. So don't forget, stop by the Mosaic. If you have the opportunity, you're out and about, just say, hey, hi, Dareth, you know, hi, Dr. Pina, and ask them any question that you'd like to. In the meantime, I'm going to try to give you a bunch of data that you may not have thought about for a while. So let's talk a little bit. Let's start it out by talking about the future of neurology, the the neurological treatments and integrations and the prevention of a lot of different things, and see if I can set the stage for you to understand that you need to question, you know, when you go to any physician. And by the way, a lot of the concepts we're going to go over today are things that I teach not only physicians of any kind, whether they're chiropractors, medical doctors, osteopaths, naturopaths, but also nurse practitioners and even nutritionists and acupuncturists and doctors of Oriental medicine, you know, all these crazy people that end up at my classes, my seminars. But I want to share, you know, kind of the tip of the iceberg with you so you have a basic understanding. But if you have a question, don't hesitate. Please give me a call at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. And I'd like to encourage you that if you haven't had the opportunity to go into my website, drtomroselle.com, drtomroselle.com, please do so. There's a lot of things there for your education and products that you may not have known about. And so just check them out, see what you think about them. Let me know if there's anything that I can do to help you going forward. You know how to find me. That can make it happen. And that links right into Roselle Center for Healing. And, you know, we'll have a plethora, if you will, of educational pathways there. So let's talk a little bit about this neurological system and what it takes to injure it. Again, hurting the brain really is a ongoing compact injury type of situation. We know that football players and lacrosse players and anybody that's in any kind of contact sport runs the risk of jarring their head and smashing, you know, the brain back and forth against the osseous, the bony formation of the skull, these 22 bones that we talked about. And we know that if, you know, we're sitting there, you know, and have any kind of impact, a car accident, or we fall, we smash our head on a countertop, that also can cause the problem. But we want to talk about how to understand the receptors, the cellular receptors, meaning how the brain links into its neurochemistry, how that's disrupted, and why you end up having the symptoms that you show up with, like, I don't remember anything, you know, or, you know, where did I put that? You walk into a room and you don't remember why you're there. Many of those common symptoms that everybody wants to place on the aging process is a result of small injuries that have disrupted the receptor where the neural chemistry goes to because of the things we just talked about. So if you've had a problem, no matter what it is, the neuroreceptors are what keeps you out of trouble if they're open. And they're only open if there's not an inflammatory irritation. So we're talking about one of the things that can cause the inflammation, and that's injury. Because injury causes what? Swelling. Injury causes concussive pattern to the receptor sites. These little, you know, lock and key mechanisms that allow the body to do what it's supposed to be doing in a helpful way. So when a patient comes in and, you know, we look at them from a lot of different aspects, we see if muscle function is working. We see if spinal alignment and posture patterns are normal. We see if the energetic system is balanced properly. We look at, you know, all the neurochemistries and how they affect brain. And then we're talking about virtually every patient we see for whatever reason, but specifically when somebody is complaining of balance problems, when somebody's complaining of chronic pain that nobody can figure out where it's coming from, when somebody's complaining that they have a dementia pattern that begins to show up, even if it's not there all the time, but it's different. It's different than what it was. See, you're the person that really can tell. Nobody else. You know whether or not in the back of your brain, you know that things aren't working the way they used to work, and you hide it well for a while, and then pretty soon you can't hide it anymore, right? So, you know, when we look at these things, we'll treat them, and we won't get into the intimacies right now, but they're treatable by identifying what pathways aren't working. They're treatable by finding out what's causing the inflammation. It could be Lyme. It could be Epstein-Barr virus. It could be long-haul COVID. It could be injury that's compounded over a period of years. And that's, you know, what we're talking about. But the interesting thing about injury, it activates a lot of the other stuff that's sitting there. So, you know, whether we choose to use structural manipulation and cranial manipulation, or we use a laser, you know, a very, very low level non-cutting laser to re-stimulate the body's capacity, whether we're going to use joint mobilization of the upper cervical spine to take the pressure off the lower part of the cord, to re-educate the body, doing all those things. But the objective is to make sure that we understand the immunological functions that are being altered, suppressed, dampened because of injury to the brain. And we want to make sure that we can finger point to them and say, this is what it is. But more importantly, this is why it is, because if you don't know the why behind it, you can't fix anything. So, you know, alterations in brain function will cause a long-term effect, good and bad. So the bad thing is that, you know, you've all heard that term brain plasticity. That means the brain is moldable, that it can be reconfigured, if you will, to do good things. Well, it also can be reconfigured, reprogrammed in a way that mental and neurological pathways are disrupted. And so subsequently, we start seeing these shifts and changes in how our body's working, even at very young ages, because there's been all these things that have happened to the brain that we've kind of set aside. Then we look at the comorbidities, you know, the things that happen in parallel. That's all that means. There's something already there. And so we have to look at the gut. We have to look at the triggering mechanisms that may cause the inflammation, like, you know, infectious diseases. We talked a little bit about Lyme and Epstein-Barr virus and so forth. We look at heavy metal toxicity within the system. We look at the heavy depositions of fats within the system. And, you know, we need cholesterol. So don't go off and say, I got to drop my cholesterol. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about bad fats. You know, we're talking about things that really can cause a lot of damage. And we'll talk about those things perhaps in detail. We have time as we go through. But we have to put together and construct a pattern of testing that allows that system to be identified, if you will. We have to make sure that it's working adequately. If we don't do that, if we don't put it together properly, then we're just treating symptoms. And that's one of the things that we don't want to do. We don't want to treat symptoms. We want to treat you and make sure that we're right on. But, you know, when you hear anybody talk about the brain, you're going to hear words like plasticity and oxidative stress, if you will, and hemispherecity and neurodegenerative disease and photobiomodulation. Those are all things that are coming into the marketplace. You can talk about SNPs and antibodies and photons and alleles, and all of these things are finger pointing to nervous system's expression of what it should be doing. And if we don't follow the worm down the rabbit hole, if you will, so to speak, then we're not going to find anything that we need, that we can fix. So we want to touch upon that a little bit more as we go through, but I want you to know if it can be identified, if it can be found, it can be fixed in my world. We're coming up to a break. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, I am. Hopefully the weather will hold and you'll be able to get out and have a little fun today. Our staff, specifically Dr. Stephanie Pina and Dareth Painter, are at the Mosaic in Merrifield. They have an outdoor event. We're introducing the Rozelle Center's capacity to do several things. One is traditional naturopathic medicine, acupuncture, and so forth. Dr. Pina's the expert in that area. She's there meeting people and saying hey and talking about our clinic. And Dareth, who is the principal of Thermography Centers of Fairfax, and we use thermographic imaging to determine aberrations, alterations, and heat signaling. Did you know that that a tumor that's forming in breast tissue has to develop a blood supply? It's called angiogenesis. And that shows up anywhere from 3 to 8 years before the actual tumor shows up. Mammography does not see that until the tumor's there. But the cohort of blood supply shows up well in advance. So if you know that's there, guess what? You can do a lot about it. So anyway, go down and say hello to them. Say, hey, you know, and if you have any questions, you'll see two very amazingly smart people that can answer those questions. And by the way, they will be my guests on the second half of the program. We're going to kind of hook them in and talk to them just for a few minutes and, you know, let them tell you what's going on down there at the Mosaic. But in the meantime, we're here at 888-630-9625. So we're talking a little bit about the brain today and what happens. And we started out the program by talking about the encasement, if you will, the skull bones that protect the brain and the beginning of the spinal cord. And as it goes down the spine, you know, there's your cheekbone, you know, that comes from just underneath your eyes and kind of goes around to the side, that hard substance. That's called the zygomatic arch. And it locks into something called the sphenoid bone, which is really the front of that area. Now, if anything happens to that, meaning it gets trauma, you put too much pressure on it, it jams and locks the joints. And remember, that's just one of 22 areas that make up your skull. There's a lot of different symptoms that can come about, you know, things like, for example, the weakness of the muscles that allow you to hold the brain together, or the skull bones together to protect the brain. You can have very spontaneous onset of facial pain. You can have intestinal tract problems, believe it or not, because everything is intimately interrelated within the body. And if you know where to look, you can fix it. You know, there's a sutural plate, if you will, means one of the joint spaces at the back of the head. And it's called the lambdoidal suture. You know, you can look a lot of this stuff up. Just know that you heard it. If anything happens there, you can end up with all kinds of digestive problems. So, you know, somebody hits you in the back of the head, you smash your head against the car seat because you were hit from behind. Guess what? That can cause downstream neurological impact to that intestinal tract, and you don't know where it came from. It just shows up right at the bridge of your nose. That's an area called the glabella. And the glabella, if it's injured, can cause your blood pressure to go through the ceiling. And very, very common, all kinds of blood pressure spikes and lows and so forth. And you end up wondering where it came from, because it wasn't there beforehand. It had to come from someplace. That's one of the things. So if somebody punches you in the nose, or you hit your nose, or you hit the lower part of your forehead as it goes into that nasal area, that can cause significant blood pressure problems. Isn't that interesting that so many of the things that we see and we know about in our world, in the natural world, if you will, are totally missed when, you know, you go into a traditional doc? Not that they're bad guys. They're never taught to look at it this way. You know, we have the temporal muscle, you know, right there at the side of your head. When the temporal muscle is irritated, you can have loss of digestive function because hydrochloric acid, your main digestive enzyme in the stomach, is dampened significantly, and other digestive disturbances because of that. At the top of your head, there's a joint called the sagittal suture. And when that suture is jammed, a couple things happen. One, you end up with weak abdominal muscles, but you can end up with a spontaneous headache. Don't know where it came from, and it's just there, and it's ugly, and it hurts, and it's bad. And the good thing about something like that is that those types of intermittent patterns can be resolved very quickly once they're identified. And we could go on and on and on about these, but we're coming up to a break. And when we come back from the break, we're going to have Dr. Stephanie Pina and Dareth Painter as our guests for a few moments. Remember, they're at the Mosaic. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on News Talk 105.9 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. It's a very curious Sunday out there, kind of a tweener, you know, that in between, wondering if it's going to rain. But so far, nothing, and it seems to be very nice. In a few minutes, we're going to have Dareth Painter, the head of Thermography Centers of Fairfax, Dr. Stephanie Pina, one of our acupuncturists, and my co-host periodically on Dr. Tom Rozelle. But before we do that, I'd like to go to the phones because we have somebody that's been extraordinarily patient. Janet, you're calling from College Park. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I've been vaccinated and one boosted, and I got COVID around the end of July, and I still can't taste anything.
So you want to know how to get your taste buds back, huh? Okay.
Yeah, because my eating is, like, so bizarre because I can't, you know what I mean?
Well, so now you found out the dirty little secret that the vax and the boosters don't work. And actually, if you got sick afterwards, it's because the people, what the data shows right now across the board and all the research, that people who got vaxxed and who ended up with the boosters are more susceptible to contracting some of the variants. But that's a conversation that we can have at a different time. But let me address what's going on with you. One of the things that you have to do that will help significantly is three different types of nutritional supplements that may help you bring back those taste buds. The first one is zinc, and you want to take about 30 milligrams of zinc three times a day. But with that, you want to take milligrams of copper. And because if you take too much zinc, you can off balance the copper ratio within the body. So once you have the copper, you can take 30 milligrams on an ongoing basis for a while. That's number one. Number two, NAC, N-acetylcysteine. It's the step conversion before glutathione in the body. It helps detoxify the liver and also what it does, it binds, it ties up the spike protein. And that is notorious with these variants and with COVID. And so it stops it from going in and continually replicating itself within the system. So you can, you know, begin to shut that expression down. How much? Generally, if you're a patient of mine, we're probably going to put you on somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,800 milligrams a day, and you can do it ongoingly. Generally, I recheck everything within about 60 days or so and to see if the dosages are still adequate. And so you're going to do those pieces. Those are going to be important. And then you make sure your vitamin D level is adequate. We've forgotten that that's one of the prime drivers of immunological function in the body, as well as bone density and other things as well. But I would encourage you to start with about 25,000, if you're not taking any D to begin with, 25,000 units of vitamin D every day for about 7 to 8 to 9 days, then drop it down to 10,000 units a day and stay with that. Generally for about 60 days, I would then get a blood test to see what your vitamin D level is. If, as long as your vitamin D level has not gone over 100, stay with that 10,000 dosage, and that should be very useful and very helpful. Now, there's other things that you can do. There's things that we do with our patients with long-haul COVID that will be very applicable, but I don't know your whole health history. So try those things, and you can get a hold of me at drtomrozelle.com. Send me a note, and I can get more specific with you in doing those things. But unfortunately, as we're finding out, that we knew a long time ago that that was not going to be very protective as far as getting those things. But I'm happy to help you. You know, reach out to me outside the program. Let's go to the phones, but this time going to the phones, we're going to talk to Dareth Painter and Dr. Stephanie Pina. They're down at the Mosaic in Merrifield. They're doing an outdoor event in introducing our community to thermographic imaging and acupuncture and naturopathic medicine. Hey, guys, are you there?
Well, I am. Dr. Pina is actually talking to some folks.
Well, good. We won't disturb her. So you guys are you're out playing with the public.
Yes, we are. We're talking about a lot of different things, from back pain to opioid dependency to breast thermography and digestive disorders. So a lot of stuff, a lot of stuff.
Very cool. Dareth, this this month, October, which is, I guess, starts next week, is Breast Health Month. Is that correct?
Yes, it's Breast Health Awareness Month, and because of that, we typically will do a special for any woman who wants to come in to do a breast scan, but we're also extending it to full body scanning, so anybody can come in and take advantage of that. I actually have the camera down here as well for anybody who's interested to kind of take a look and see what mammography is and what it looks like and what it can tell you.
So you're down at the Mosaic in Merrifield.
Yes.
And it's a major outdoor event, a lot of different vendors and so forth. And, you know, you're there introducing, some very interesting and different concepts to the community. And you have a camera there so people can come down and ask you anything they want to ask you and also check out the camera and also take advantage of the fact that, you know, this coming month, is Breast Health Month and that a normal, imaging has been, reduced by 20%. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's beautiful weather. Everybody should get out, get some exercise and get some information.
Very cool. Well, I hope you guys have a great afternoon down there. That's exciting. It's always been exciting to me in all the years that I've been in practice to expose different concepts to people publicly where they hadn't thought about it. That might be in so many ways much more effective, and just general conversations relative to natural health. And, you're probably one of the best people I know when it comes to answering those questions for people across the board. So, you'll be there till about what, 5 o'clock or so?
Yeah, 5, 6 o'clock. There's a lot of folks asking where the celebrity Dr. Rizzo is. So, you know, Doc, you can always come down as well.
Oh, so you mean you're trying to coerce me to show up? I got it. Okay.
No, I'm just telling you. They all want to know where Dr. Rizzo is. So I told them to listen to the radio.
Fine. I will be there a little bit later. So I will show up as well. I'll be there after the program's over. I'll hobble my way down and I'll be present.
Don't hobble, just sprint.
Okay. Dara, thanks for taking the time. Hopefully, you know, people come down and check it out. And, but if you have any questions, you've got two very formidable people down there that can really make a huge difference in answering anything that you really want to know about, alternative healthcare, but particularly thermography and also, naturopathic acupuncture, energy.
We're here for you.
See you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye. So exciting. So I guess I am being coerced. I will be down there after the program's over. I will go on down. It's a fun. I've always enjoyed doing this because we get to meet so many of you and make a huge difference in things that you hadn't thought about. And I get to do it one-on-one. So I will see you there. Dareth will be there. Dr. Pina will be there. Let's get back into what we're talking about. If Dr. Pina shows up, we'll have her on. I know she's with somebody right now and chit-chatting. But we were talking about the cranial function. And, you know, we had a patient just call in and said that she's having problems because of having had the boosters and the vaccines and then getting COVID. And she has no taste. Very typical. Unfortunately, we're seeing too many of it. And unless there are things that shift and change biochemically within the body that affects the nervous system, she's going to be stuck with that for a long period of time. Generally, if you've had COVID by itself, unless you go into a very significant long haul, that the taste comes back, the smell comes back. But in situations where the immunological system has been compromised because of the tying up of the immunological receptors in the DNA, by virtue of the messaging, the mRNA, the director, a lot of times those things linger and they don't come back as rapidly. But there's ways of going after that. But you have to take each person's presentation individually. You have to upregulate their immunological support by supplying the things that have been depleted. You have to get that system to work properly. We do know that, unfortunately, now, months later, 2 years later down the pike that a lot of people are suffering permanent DNA changes. Now, you can go into PubMed, one of my favorite areas to look at research. It's put out by the National Institute of Health, NIH, and you can research all of these things. We talked, I think about a week ago or so, we talked about the activation of Epstein-Barr virus because of the vaccines and also because of the actual bug itself. But there's other underlying viral patterns that are sitting there that have to be addressed as well. And this is not the topic of this program, although we can get into it later on. But listen, follow me on Facebook. Just go to R. Thomas Rozelle, and you'll find my Facebook page, and I'm posting things all the time. You can go into Rozelle Center for Healing Facebook page or RozelleCenterForHealing.com. There's areas there, or DrTomRozelle.com. So we're all over the place, trying to make sure that you have the information, if you will, to turn anything around. And we want to make sure that you have that opportunity. Talking about the brain today, we want to make sure that you understand what happens when there's impact injury, if you will, to that noggin of yours, that head, either from a car accident, a fall, blow, you got in a fight years ago. The brain has a memory pattern. And that's the thing that we need to be aware of. And if you have a question on this or anything else, you can give me a call. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. And I'll answer your questions. We'll get back to you right away. But let's talk about this head of yours and, what happens. And because you have these bones that move on inspiration, breathing in, and expiration, breathing out. And when it doesn't work properly, when these joint spaces are jammed for a lot of different reasons, sometimes you went to the dentist and they put in a bad filling. You had your mouth open way, 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 way too long, and it locks up that temporomandibular joint. All of those things can cause aberrations that are not normal, and they sneak up on you as if, it was a villain in the night, and you wonder where it came from, and you don't know, and nobody seems to be able to find it. There's a bone, if you put your hand on the side of your head, straight up and down, towards the back. It's still on the side, but towards the back. It's called the parietal bone. And if that bone is irritated, if you take a blow or trauma to it, if it locks up because there's other things not working the way it's supposed to, that will cause pain in the upper part of your ribs, the first rib right close next to your neck, and where it just doesn't want to go away. It can cause head pain, give you a headache like you've never had before, and you don't know where it came from. That's when that bone locks and it's not moving the way it's supposed to. If we find that, patient comes in and says, hey, I've got this headache, this won't go away, I don't know where it came from, and they finger point to it, they show me exactly where it is, and I've never had this problem before. Invariably, it's due to that, and if we can identify it, we can fix it. Find it, fix it, leave it alone, it goes away, the body takes care of itself, but you have to put the body into a normal pattern. There's tons of things like that. We talk about different bones rotating internally in the body, particularly the frontal bones that we talked a little bit before about, that cheekbone, if you will. We mentioned that it's called a sphenoid in one part and the zygoma in another. And, when there's an internal rotational lock to that bone, our eyes can be problematic. We lose our visual patterns. We end up with sinus type of conditions. We actually will end up all kinds of discharging from our nose, and we wonder why. And then we can have the opposite. We can have something called an external rotation of those bones. And then the sinus problems can exist there, but we also can back up all the lymphatic drainage in the body, particularly on the right side. So your lymph system's not moving, and we end up seeing a stagnation, ladies, particularly in your breast tissue, because the right side of your, your lymphatic drainage has to do with a lot of what we're talking about. and it can affect the right-sided breast area. It can affect all those things simply because your head took a blow or some compression or some irritation because you bumped it. Or you have a bad habit and you put your hand underneath your jaw on that side, or you're chewing gum on that side habitually. And it just, you know, you're in a habit that, you know, you've done forever. You know, when I see kids, I said, why are you chewing gum? Well, because I like it. You've lost the flavor 2 hours ago and you still have the same piece of gum in your mouth. And I show them what happens when they chew their gum and they keep chewing it. There's problems. We're coming up to a break. Giving you all kinds of little tidbits to make you think about stuff. We'll be right back after some important question or information. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
News Talk 105.9.
WMAL.
Welcome back to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. As you listen dutifully, as you do every Sunday, what, at high noon on the Eastern Seaboard? Thank you. I appreciate it. I really do. Don't say that often enough, but I want to make sure that you know that this is an ongoing process because you deserve the best information that's available to you, not just the talking heads. My job is to make you think and to encourage you not to believe me or anybody else, but to get you out there so that you'll dig on both sides. So you'll look at all the information and run it through the, you know, the filter and say, is this something that sounds true or is it just something that is emotionally implemented, so it makes me want to think it's true. That's the whole deal. Make sure you get it done. Make sure you rip it apart, you look at it from upside down, inside out, and remember, you truly are the master of your own body. You know, I wrote a book, I think it's been about 8, 9, 10 years ago now. It's called Ageless Health. Health is a do-it-yourself program. And by the way, it's still available. You can call the Results Center for Healing and have them send it to you. You can go to ageslesshealthbook.com and check it out that way and have it sent. Or if you can't find it that way, send me a note at, you know, drtomrizzo.com. And I think it's even available on that site. So just go all the way down and you can pick it up that way. But, you know, I wrote it in a way so you could understand the intimacies of how the body actually expresses itself. And the fact is that you have control and nobody else does have control. You know, somebody asked me the other day, he said, Doc, you know, with all this going on, I keep hearing you say that, you know, you don't do vaccines. And I said, well, I said, yeah, that's true. And they said, well, why don't you do vaccines? I said, because I tried to get my body to be optimized relative to its immunological responses and then allow it to have the exposure it needs to build its own antibody responses to everything. And I said, you know, the truth of it is, I said, when I was in the United States Marine Corps, when I was in, you know, platoon leaders class and spent a couple summers down at Quantico, Virginia, they put things in my body that I have no idea what they put in. And it was Vietnam years, so you can only imagine. And I remember, you know, the second go around with some of these things, felt really pretty lousy. And, you know, then we went back in the day and I started learning. I forgot about it for the most part until I got to professional school. And then I started learning that the intimacy of the body's immunological system lies within the body's own ability to express that. And there are things that dampen it and there are things that encourage it. So being who I am, I wanted to know what encourages those things and which, you know, good nervous system, if you will, biochemical balances within their body that should be optimized, not eating the garbage, the sugars, the sodas, coffee, black teas, fast foods, fried foods, alcohol, gluten, additives, preservatives. Those of you know me, you've heard the mantra. And, you know, those are the things I do a lot of work and are diligent about trying to avoid. The emotional piece. How do you look at stuff? Is the world, you know, an opportunity for you? Or is it one that you're looking at saying, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I'm going to fall apart. For me, it's always been about exercise. It's been eating well 90% of the time. We all mess up, right? And then the other piece is looking at life as opportunity. What can I do to continue the process? How do I exercise gently? How do I meditate? How do I pray? How do I get into that place where I know that I can move forward in a much stronger and better way? So those are the things that I want to continue to offer to you, that I want to show you how to put into your life to get you to think differently. And remember, We do Dr. Tom Rozelle Live every Sunday for one reason and one reason only. Simply this. I love you all. Take care. See you next week. Have a great Sunday.